This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Prophet ﷺ indicates or tells us that the dead people visit each other in their grave. For he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you bury your dead, then make their kafan, make their shroud nice, and put on beautiful fragrance to them, make them presentable. For the people of the grave yatazawarun, they visit one another. For the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about this scenario that it will happen. He said, hassinu akfana mawtakum, fa innahum yatabahawna wa yatazawaruna fi quburihim. Make their shroud nice, for in their grave, the dead people visit each other. And in Sahih Muslim, Prophet ﷺ said, إِذَا كَفَّنَ أَحَدُكُمْ أَخَاهُ فَلْيُحْسِنْ كَفَّنَ. If any of you put the shroud on your brother, then make it presentable, meaning it's an image for someone else who's going to see. There is a similar hadith where the Prophet ﷺ tells us that bury your dead with the salihun, with the righteous people. For the neighboring person of a grave can harm the person who is next to them, they are being cunning. They said, Ya Rasulallah, when they're dead, how are they going to be harmed? He said, won't you get harmed by your neighbor in real life? They said, yes. He goes, and therefore when you're dead, you get harmed by your neighboring dead. So if you can, choose a grave that is righteous. If you cannot, it's okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look after them, make dua for them, bi-idhnihi ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us to think about these moments. He said, أما أنكم لو أكثرتم من ذكر هادم اللذات لشغلكم عما أرى يعني الموت فأكثروا ذكر هادم اللذات الموت فإنه لم يأتي على القبر يوم إلا تكلم فيه فيقول أنا بيت الغربة. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to say, talk a lot about death. يعني not just death, talk about the hereafter, talk about the purpose of life. When you talk about the hereafter, it means you're talking about the purpose of why you're actually here. He said, for it is, if you were to talk about it a lot, then it will help you not to be distracted by what I see. And when you go into the grave talks to you. And the grave says, I am the house of the strangers. I am the house of being alone. I am, and the Prophet ﷺ said, the closest Allah is to his servant, or one of the closest times he is to his servant is when he's in the grave. When he has no father or mother, or children, or brothers or sisters to accompany him, or friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there for a believer. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that a person who is being punished in their grave, the animals can hear him or her. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us in a hadith where he said, Ali radiallahu anha, or Aisha radiallahu anha said, two old Jewish women entered my house one time in Medina, because they were neighbors. And they said to me, the people of the grave get punished inside their graves. So I said to them, you are lying. This is not true. People in their graves don't get punished. Then they left. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered, and I said, Ya Rasulallah, two old women from the Jews came to me and said, the people of the grave are getting punished in their graves. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Sadaqata, innahum yu'adhabuna adhaban tasma'uhu al-baha'im. They spoke the truth, those two Jewish women. The people of the grave who are getting punished, they get punished until the animals can hear. So the human beings and the jinns can't hear them, but the animals can hear them every now and then. She said, I never saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam after that day in prayer or after prayer, except that he would be seeking refuge in Allah from the punishment of the grave. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed by two graves one time. This is also Sahih Hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, where he saw two graves and the Sahabas were with him. And he went to a particular type of plant, and he cut off a bit of its branches and placed one on one grave and another one on the other grave with his hands. And they asked him, why did you do that, Ya Rasulallah? Because that's not normally what you do for people who have died, for their graves. This is not the norm. But the Prophet ﷺ did it especially just for these two. He said, إِنَّهُمَا يُعَذَّبَانِ. وَمَا يُعَذَّبَانِ بِكَبِيرٍ. They are being punished right now. But they are not being punished with something big. What he means by something big, meaning in our eyes, we don't consider it as a huge thing. But to Allah, it is a big thing. That's why, because Allah doesn't punish you for something small. He'll punish you for something that's severe. That's really severe. But in our eyes, we don't see it as severe. Because we take it for granted. He said the first person is being punished because he used to spread rumors about people and causes bad reputation to others. And causes, you know, fitna by spreading rumors and gossiping about people, lies about people. And the second person, he used to not urinate in privacy. So he would urinate in open and people would see his private, just like that. As we are living now, things in the barzakh that are occurring. Firstly, before I mention this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ told us that when a person dies, their soul goes to a place, a destination, that you and I cannot see or witness in the barzakh world. The soul goes either to where the believing souls and good souls are gathered, or it goes to where the disbelieving souls and the filthy or the bad souls are gathered. And neither of the two meet each other. They're in bliss, they're in punishment. And when the believing soul goes to the believing place, the believing dead people, their souls run to it. Like a person who is traveling, going overseas, you know how everyone runs to you to ask you about family and friends that they have back at where you came from, right? How are they doing? How's their health? So similarly, in the barzakh world, the believing souls run to this new soul that is just a fresh dead person, and they ask them about their brothers, their sisters, mothers, fathers, children, relatives, friends, who they have left behind. What are they asking them about? They are asking them about their faith. They are asking them about their deeds. How are they doing? Are they coming close to Allah? Have they gone astray? What's happening to them? So it means that they miss them. They miss them and they want the best for them. But they don't know what's happening to them. So this freshly dead person says to them what he knows about them. If he tells them good, they become happy. Because they know that if they die now, they're going to meet them. They're going to be with them. Especially family. Yani parents and children, family, brothers and sisters. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, and those who believe truly, and they died, Allah and their offspring believed with them, and they died, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reunite them together and will not take any of their rewards away. So dead people who die, believers will follow their believing family. And that's the only concern of the souls of the dead people in the hereafter. As for the bad soul who goes to the bad destination, they also run asking. And if they tell them they're doing good, they actually get relieved. If they're doing bad, they also get upset. Because they have seen what has happened. But if they go to the believing section, and they ask them, where is the soul? Or what did our relative do? Or our father or brother or whoever it is? And the freshly dead person says, he beat me. Sometimes you may say, he beat me, he died before me. They become very upset because they know that they didn't come to the believing soul's side. He went to the other side. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, here are some of the ways in which the punishments can be lessened or forgiven. And in your grave, your light can be increased. Even though your deeds are not enough to increase the light or to make your journey better. He said there are ways that the dead person can still receive benefit in their grave and their state will be better. إِذَا مَاتَ ابْنُ آدَمٍ انْقَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ. When the son of Adam dies, all of their actions are cut off. خلاص, there's nothing that you can do anymore. Except for three things. A righteous child that will supplicate for you. Or an ongoing knowledge, or a beneficial knowledge which you left behind that people can benefit from. Or an ongoing charity which you left behind that people can benefit from. Ongoing charity. After the barzakh world, the people stay in there for only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how long the people stay in their graves. Until the day of judgment arrives, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs or commands the angel Israfil to blow into the trumpet for the world to end.
there until people forget about him and the imams stop mentioning him.
Whoever dies, then that is his qiyam. As the Prophet ﷺ said in the Sahih Hadith,